Good morning. Can't hear myself at all here this morning. Yes, we are registering. Right, Anorak's program as usual. It's now 10 minutes to 11 o'clock, and we say thanks to Neil this morning for helping us out. And you see what I was at all morning, Neil, did you? Were you keeping an eye on me? You were.
I was watching you. How many feet off the ground is that?
Well, in actual fact, what we've been at all morning is taking down scaffolding, actually, since 7 o'clock this morning outside our premises here. And the reason why we picked this on the morning was because of the very few people hanging around. It's already putting up these things, but taking them down, usually you get bits and pieces falling. As did a plank this morning, so at least we were keeping an eye on the street that there was no one walking around the area. And it's nice and quiet at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, 7 o'clock. So we've just nearly completed. So that's what we've been at all morning. This week, the whole week was taking up with the newspapers. Every single day this week, in actual fact, we had clippings in the paper about what the government said last week. And the way the legislation is going to go as far as legalised radio. And that really dominated our programme last Sunday as well. Looking at this week's weekly report, actually, I don't even see it getting a mention. Why, I don't know, because it is probably the most serious thing that ever happened in the last, we'll say, 10, 12 years as far as legalising independent radio stations in Ireland. A lot of people have been ringing me during the week, asking me what did I think of it and what this and what the other. The way it is at the moment is that RTE have no hand, act or part in the new legislation. And we had our good friend Hitler, Gay Byrne, on during the week, I think, representing RTE on the air and kind of going stone mad about pirate stations and everything else. What have we got? And even the RTE people themselves, every one of them were coming out very, very strong against the legislation. And as one of the ministers said in the paper, or some of the government of today, like, they're taking the law into their own hands. They talk about us taking the law into their own hands. But obviously, if they're going to start a campaign on the air, trying to persuade people and thinking the way what they want to think, it's a poor state of affairs. And in actual fact, I think if the independent radio stations who are going to be legalised would take that sort of thing into their hands, I don't think it really would be on either. I think there should be even some law brought in as far as curbing RTE's personal opinions as far as putting them on the air. Because, after all, they are getting a lot of money off the government, and you don't bite the hand that feeds, as far as I'm concerned. So, we listened to Dear Hitler, Gay Byrne during the week, and his comments and that sort of thing. But I think, in actual fact, we had a good laugh at the guy, and that's about the height of it. I don't think anybody really took him serious. A few people rang up in support of what he said, but obviously the guy was talking to his hat, and that's about the height of it. He's worried, I think, for his own tail end. Right, okay, that's about the gist of what has been going on in the newspapers during the week. Some interesting reports, some interesting clippings. Actually, I had them clipped out. Meant to bring them in, but as I say every Sunday, this programme is completely disorganised. What we say is 99 times to 100 off the cuff, based on hearsay. People who ring us in with information, tells us what's going on, and we always say that we're not really liable. If we make a mistake, we will correct it the following Sunday. We'll apologies and everything else. And that's what makes the whole program a little bit interesting, that there's a little bit of poke in it every now and then. However, we're hoping to have some phone calls in today. Number one, I was talking to Basil Hendricks the other night, who plays with TR Dallas. And in actual fact, I think tonight is his last night to play with TR Dallas. He is retiring out of the music business. Now, Basil Hendricks was the guy who had the independent radio at Lone, IRL, going for some time. He reckoned he lost about £5,000 on it. And he also was involved very much in the music industry. He plays steel guitar and all this sort of thing, and a very, very talented musician he is in the music business. Anyone will tell you that. However, he is retiring, and he seems to have got his teeth stuck in Southwest Radio. As far as I know, that's what he calls it. And it's in Kerry, near Tralee or Killarney, one or the other, I don't know which. Operating on FM only, to sniffle some of the cold air. And he said he'd probably give us a ring today and let us know what's going on. We're also expecting a phone call at 11:15 today from KLB in Newbridge, as we read out in the programme last Sunday. Tony Lumsden, who is one of the presenters, was having an attempt at the world's record. Now, is he still at it, Neil? Do we know?
Well, from what I can gather, your chap phoned up and he's saying they've broken one record, which was his own personal record, which was 86 hours,
mm-hmm.
which is a long time on the air. So he's done that, mm-hmm. and he's now going for the world record. Okay, and seemingly he's going to break that at 1 minute after two.
1 minute after two, right.
He'll have done
well, we wish him all the best. I'm sure they're tuning into us up there, and we wish him all the best without a doubt. Good morning, lads. How's it going? Keep up the good work, without a doubt. Right, we're expecting a phone call from KLB at 11:15. They have been on to us already, and perhaps we'll have a chat with Tony and we'll put him live in the air and see how he feels and see how he sounds, as that is.
I think his voice is just going to be gone by now, sure.
Yeah, he's going to be fairly tired. What else have we got to offer? A few problems with our Galway transmitters. They're off today, and hopefully we will be resuming broadcasting late this evening or tomorrow. It's something that we need urgently. Time is the problem at the moment. We are very, very, very busy, both ad-wise and every otherwise, which is good for our business, and I'm sure everybody else is having the same complaints. However, it does leave the whole system short at times, since I'm kind of responsible for all the maintenance. But this time round, as you see, we've redone the whole place, and I think we've got it right. So when it's finished, it'll be finished. And the next thing, we'll probably be closed down. But anyway, that's another day's work. What else have we got to offer? Listening actually to KLB during the week, I noticed that their medium wave is back up to full whack, and that's KLB in Newbridge. Surprised actually to find them way above calibre. In actual fact, I'd probably say they were stronger than ever have been before. Maybe they'd done something with the transmitter, maybe it was just on a good day or whatever, but I mean, little clock radio downstairs, there was no problem in pulling in KLB whatsoever. Also, I was able to pull in Leash Community Radio, which at the same time, which is operating quite close. And who else was there around that area? Longford, very, very weak on 1071. Can only get them once in a blue moon. Breffni, in actual fact, are there. They seem to be very, very weak. And though last Sunday I was talking to somebody and she was getting Breffni, I think, down in Mayo or someplace. But they have sort of dropped a little bit on power. Perhaps it's a valves need replacing, whatever the case might be. Treble TR still down in power. They're really faded out of me radio altogether, and they used to come in quite well. We say good morning there to engineer Tony Mulligan. How are you, sir? And what else have we got to offer along the line? The Boyne sides were coming walloping in as well. On FM, there's quite a few reports coming in during the week of 96.6, which is the new frequency used by Downtown Radio, and their transmitter is operating someplace up around the Dundalk border area, along there someplace, and there's phone calls coming in from Dublin, and some actually down south of Ireland that are getting 96.6 quite clear. What the setup there is, as far as 96.6 is concerned, I don't know, because 96.6 and 96.2 are allocated RTE frequencies by, as far as I can remember, the Geneva Convention 1957. Now, how that holds, I don't know. Actually, I've seen a copy of the frequencies some years ago as Chris Carey was setting up, and that goes back to the old story. That's why he used 102.7, and he used it for quite a long time. That he was one of the first people, actually, to go on that end of the band. And then when RTE got themselves organised, they used that frequency, 102.7, for RTE1. So Chris, in actual fact, he had his head well screwed on as far as picking frequencies was concerned. I myself was a little bit unlucky with the frequencies, because I picked 765, which is an allocated Irish frequency, and that was really a brutal channel, there's no doubt, but it used to hammer the daylight, so it was at night. With 10 kilowatts, 12 miles away from here, the foreigner, in actual fact, would hear him on the monitors here in the studio on medium wave. And that just brings another point, that most stations, in actual fact, are really wiped out of it now once 4 o'clock hits with the skip. Very, very strong indeed. 702 kilohertz, I think, in actual fact, here in Ireland, is really holding up quite well. In actual fact, you can get it almost in Galway City at night quite clear, without any hindrance on it whatsoever. So it's a big change from 765. It's probably one of the best things ever we've done as far as that's concerned. Anybody listening in the Monaghan area, perhaps to give us a ring, let us know how the things are going up there. Is there any sign of these three new radio stations starting up there? We'd love to hear from you. Let us know what's going on. Nothing really else happening off the centre in the Galway situation or the Mayo situation. Everybody seems to be trotting away there, all hammering out their ads and everything else. Business seems to be reasonably booming. It seems like from reading the papers last Sunday that there seems to be just a sluice gate, an opening there, that everybody in actual fact is going to get a licence. But I think you'd want to think twice about that. There's only going to be a handful of licenses given out, as we said many a time before, for the big commercial stations. There's only going to be about five or six. The rest of them will be local stations. And personally, I don't want a license for a local station because it means the whole thing is community orientated. So it's very easy to say that, well, the pirates are going to get licensed. There's only going to be a small amount of them, which is only fair. They can't give a license to everybody. That is what it insinuates, that it's free enterprise and that this strong survive and they'll wean out the little guys, but they can't give everybody a license. In other words, four radio stations in one town, there's got to be some restrictions brought in there. What's going to be done about it, I don't know. What sort of power we're going to be allowed to use, I don't really know either. It seems like that it'll all be on VHF, everything on VHF. There'll be no medium wave whatsoever, but I think they've got to give us a fair crack of the whip. In other words, to leave the whole thing very competitive. In the Midlands here, if we switched off all our FM transmitters, we would not have our advertising interfered with whatsoever. We'd still sell the same as ever. However, in Galway and in Dublin and other, we say even in Kerry, medium wave does not exist, as far as people don't listen to medium wave. And that goes back to the old story that when RTE one set up here in Ireland, they reckoned that they could cover the whole country with one big transmitter, 500 kilowatts. Now, if the at the time BBC were at the trying to do that, and they were using about a half a megawatt or whatever, right? And they found out that it'd go 200 miles one way and 20 miles the other way. That there was no guarantee, by having tons of power, there was no guarantee that it was going to cover the area. So what the BBC had to do was put in a clatter of small medium wave transmitters all over the place. And at the time, I think RTE should have learned that mistake off them. But like a lot of other things they've done, silly things, wasted money, decided, ah, look, they're wrong and we're right, we'll put in the big transmitter. And that's why RT1 and that couldn't be got that well in Galway. It's okay driving along in your car, it was perfect. We went to a house and get a little small transistor like the time that was there. You needed wire out of it and aerials and all sorts of things for it to pull it in, even though they were using crazy three anything between 300 and 500 kilowatts.
Something I was just reading the other day, you know, the BBC's well known for its engineering standards and all the rest of it, but it's finally going to FM on Radio 1 and it's starting in London.
That's right, yeah.
I think it's today it starts, actually.
Yeah, they've done a programme on that on the TV. It's amazing because everybody, I think, up to now thought BBC were on FM. It's only the classical stuff. I know I can get a few of the BBCs, but what BBCs I was getting, I don't know. It's obviously BBC 2s and 3s for all the classical stuff, because they reckon that's where FM really shines, is in the classic. That's where you really notice the difference. Where pop music, it blares at you. It's not as noticeable as the classic. What else have we got to offer today? Very, very little news in the ANRAC's report. Just having a gander down through it during the week. We also say thanks very much to Thomas Kelly, a regular writer to the programme here from Dublin. Good morning to you, Thomas. Always listens in, tells us what's going on every station in the Dublin area, and that includes all the RTEs as well. How he manages to listen to all these radio stations at the same time, it beats me. There's no doubt about it, because this guy was reading his letter during the week. Now, it takes a little bit of time to read it, Tom, but I reckon I'm getting used to your handwriting at this stage. And that was it. He was actually saying that the lads in Twigs in Galway had rang Treble TR. This is at 3 o'clock in the morning, and said that they were picking them up on FM or something like that, or that they just rang up, they picked them up somewhere or the other, and they played a record for them and said good night to the gang and that sort of thing. We see, what have we got here? Q102 are now on into their giveaway. Giveaways I'm not really interested in. At Energy, a new presenter has reported on air this weekend. He is Ian Scott, formerly with Boyneside Radio, Radio Carousel in Navan, Royal County Radio in Navan. Ah, have you got to be with us next, will he? Rainbow International. Ian was supposed to be on the air between 15 and 1900 hours this afternoon. A short interview with Ian was aired on today's Kieran Murray's free radio show and Radio Rainbow, etc. The weekend station Signal 96. 96.3 is hoping to have a medium wave output. Now, there's a guy on 96.3, and he's told in the Dublin area that that's an RTE frequency. And though I'd say he could probably get away with it now, since downtown are on 96.6. That's why our transmitter has been off in Dublin. We have a few little small problems with it, our FM in Dublin, which will be sorted out next week early, as soon as possible. And, by the way, I am looking for, now that it brings me on to that, I am looking for tuner amplifiers, if anybody has them out there, preferably digital, if they have them for sale second-hand, or if they know where I get them quite cheap. It would be interesting hearing from anybody out there who has got tuner amplifiers for sale. I'm talking about buying 3 or 4, possibly, if you have anything in that line. I'm also looking for some JVC cassette decks, if anybody knows where I get them. The standard one with the little digital thing on them, I can't get them any place. If you know where I get them, by all means, let me know. That's on that one there. We're still looking for... yes, okay. Right, we'll take a record. We have a phone call. And we'll be back to you in a few minutes, okay?
On 702 kHz AM and stereo FM nationwide, this is West National Radio 3.
In this week's Sunday World, a shock report on how Irish immigrants to New York are dicing with AIDS. Sunday World, we meet the sons and daughters of the Hollywood stars, who themselves are destined for the big time. Get the lowdown on Michael Douglas, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kate Burton and steaming Telly Welch, daughter of Raquel Welch. Sunday World, how Dublin street hookers and massage parlour girls are staring poverty in the face. Sunday World, the real truth about why Prince Charles and Princess Diana can't divorce, although the marriage is in tatters. Sunday World, sexy Miss Ireland, Adrian Rock, model, super fun Halloween fashion exclusively for you. Sunday World, Michelin's back. Who could ask for more?
Sunday World.
Lots of colour, loads of news.
I'm not facing another winter in this house. Frozen to death with all the heat going out the windows and drafts coming in the door.
Listen, I have the problem solved. Eden Aluminium can do everything that's needed to replace doors and windows without fuss and 10 years guarantee. Finance arranged. Just call and Eden Aluminium can have a representative around for a quotation without obligation. By the way, the job adds to the value of the house as well.
Great, what's the number?
The number? 0405-31093.
McHugh Supermarket, Mullingar. Quality goods at low, low prices. Giant Jif Cleaner, 75p. Chivers Jellies, 21p. Stork Margarine, 19p. Bisto, £1 drum, 99p. Gale's Honey, £1 jar, 99p. Flavin's Flake Meal, £1.09. £4 bag of chips, 92p. Sausages, 90p per pound. Kleenex for men, 2 packets, only £1.27. And large chickens, £2.49. Also, old-time Irish marmalade, only 69p. McHugh Supermarket Mullingar. Quality goods at low, low prices.
West is best. Got it?
Spare a little
of Crogwell, County Galway. Ladies and gents, hair salon. Next to the Credit Union House. Special opening offer. Marie will be giving a ticket with each hairdo, which could win you a month's free hairdressing. Special rates for old age pensioners and students on Wednesdays and open during lunch every day. Closed Mondays. Marie's of Crogwell, County Galway. Hair care with flair at Marie's.
Razzmatazz, Main Street, Longford, announced the opening of their men's department with special offers including men's plain shirts $3.99, men's work shirts $4.99, men's anoraks $10.99, men's chunky jumpers $7.99, and men's sweatshirts from $3.99. Also special opening offers in men's socks and underwear. Razzmatazz, Main Street, Longford.
Party this Halloween Sunday night away at Tullamore Harriers Luxurious Nightclub. This Sunday the 1st, a real Halloween night of celebration with the Queen of Country Sound.
If you and your sweet darling have it fallen out.
Yes, it's the wonderful Philomena Begley plus top support group Manhattan. There'll be carnival hats, spot prizes, and novelties to celebrate the Halloween atmosphere. Don't miss out this super night of entertainment. Admission is £4. Remember to come along to Tullamore Harriers this Sunday night. Philomena Begley plus top support group Manhattan. The place to be this Sunday night is Tullamore Harriers Nightclub. I'll be there. Will you? Power Pack. 045-66-857-4KILDARE. A unique and powerful advertising package for the Kildare Advertiser. Now the advertiser in Kildare can have newspaper and radio advertising combined in the special Power Pack 2-in-1 facility. West National Radio 3 and the Kildare and Liffey Valley News with Power Pack gets you the Kildare Advertiser seen and heard. So let them know you're there with Power Pack Advertising. Hit the Power Pack hotline now. 045-66-857. That's 045-66-857.
Radio West, coast to coast. It's more than music.
It's definitely more than music, right? The phone is going hopping mad. Right, if the lads in KLB in Newbridge want to give us a call, the line is now free, so we're asking other people not to ring us until the lads get through to us, and we might be able to squeeze in a call from Basil down in Kerry after this one. So if you're listening in this morning, Basil, perhaps you mightn't have got up yet after a hard night last night. There's our phone. Right, what we'll do, Neil, is just whip into that record and we'll organise the phone for the lads, okay? Again, right, have we got our good friend there? Hello, how are you? Say hello to us.
Hello there. I'll put Tony on to you at the moment there. Just hold on 1 second. You can just fade in that music in a moment. I'll have Tony on to you straight away, okay?
Right, just one okay. Moment. Just music on a little bit low there. Right, what we're doing at the moment is we're going to talk to a guy called Tony Lumsden, who's operating.
Hello?
Yes, hello. It's yourself, Tony. Hello. Hello?
Hello, you can hear me, you can?
I can indeed. Are you on the ground, Tony?
I'm sorry, I'm flicking switches here that I'm not supposed to do.
Well, you do that when you're asleep. Go ahead.
No, I'm very, very sorry. That's Sean, is it?
Yes, it is indeed.
Sean, good to hear you once again. I was flicking switches here. We have I must have having so many interviews over the phone that it's a different setup at the moment.
Yes.
But it's good to hear you once again.
Right, when did you go on the air?
Went on the air last Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock.
Last Wednesday morning, 10 o'clock. Right. Now,
How has it been going since? How often do you get breaks? Or where does these regulations and rules come from? Did you make them, or are they in the Guinness Book of Records, or what?
The Guinness Book of Records, I was allowed when I started five minutes for every hour, and I didn't have to take the 5 minutes. I could let it accumulate.
Yeah, yeah, save them up, in other words. Put them in the bank. Take them all at one time.
It's true. And I started, like I said, on Wednesday morning, and I had 5 hours, I think it was on Thursday night. Now, my memory is not so clear, but I think I had 4 or 5 hours, and I had a 2 hour break, and I had 1 hour this morning, and I haven't had any since.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what do you do? You eat on air and all this sort of thing. People bring in food and all that sort of thing.
Yes, the response, I would have to say, was just fantastic. Like you've just said, I eat during the playing of a record.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go, of course, to the toilet during the playing of a record.
Mm-hmm.
And I would try...
Well, now, is there some rules on this, that you'd have to do a link after every record, or do you just have to be there?
Most of all, to be in control of the controls and possibly talk within every 3 records.
Yeah, that's it. Every 3 records you'd have to talk.
Yes, and of course, coming in with your jingles, that counts. Ads also counts.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean counts? How does that work?
Well, you just couldn't come along and start playing non-stop music for hours.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought there might be extra bonuses for these things, that you kind of get a gold medal rather than a bronze sort of thing. Well, anyway, you have broken your own record, which you set over in Prosperous. What was the name of that station again?
Centre Radio.
Centre Radio in Prosperous. I remember when you were doing that, I think we were in contact with you as well. Right, how many hours did you do then?
86.
And what was the record?
83.
So you beat the world record then?
I did.
Now, somebody has broken the world record since.
The world record was broken by some English gentleman. His name doesn't come to me at the moment. He, in actual fact, he did 100 hours.
Where did he do the 100 hours? You don't know?
On a radio station in England, which I'm not sure of either.
Yeah, it's a radio... I think Neil is coming in on this one here. Yeah, it's a radio station in London, he tells me.
I'm trying to think of the name of it. It was LBC.
Yeah.
It was LBC in London.
London Broadcast Company.
Yeah, it's the old speech station, and it's a news station in London.
Yeah, it's a legal one, isn't it?
It's a legal one, and he did it, I can't remember when now, but I remember reading about it at some stage.
Now, there you have it, Tony, so it's broken London. Right, he done 100 hours. Hello?
Hello, yes.
He done 100 hours. So, now, what are you aiming for this time?
I was, when I started first, aiming for, let's say, 103, but when I started... that was my aim, as I said. I was then made an offer of £100 to go to a charity if I would stay till 7:30.
Well, how many hours is that now, Tony?
103 to 7:30, 105 and a half.
105 and a half hours. The Lord save us. Well, how are you feeling at the moment? You must be feeling wrecked, are you?
Yes, I am wrecked. I'm mentally drained, and I hope I'm not coming over
you
bad.
You're not just keeping the eyes open and that sort of thing, have you?
No, I don't. Not sleep-wise. No, just that I'm mentally drained and physically drained, of course.
Yeah.
But I am so in my thoughts. I'm mispronouncing words. I'm miscuing records. It's just taking...
Well, you wouldn't mistake now a £20 note for a fiver, I'm still, I bet you. Mm.
Well, I wouldn't know the difference because I never had one.
KLB, you got to pay your boys more money up there. Pay them in £20 notes next week and see what happens. Right, how is the station going, Tony? You've been there a while now.
Yes, we came on air on the 11th of October, 86. We're going... we're very satisfied with the way we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, since we started at 10 o'clock on Wednesday, to date, we have had 3,000 phone calls.
That's very good. Well, are you getting money through the phone, or how has this thing been organised, and what charity is it going to? Anything else?
There's 3 or 4 charities involved, which we've nothing got to do with.
Yeah, they're local ones, are they?
All charities, we got in touch with all charities and we left it to themselves to do whatever they wanted to do.
Exactly, yeah, very good. Great stuff. So there's a lot of organisation that behind this thing.
Yes, big organisation, and it was sponsored by Choice Furnishing here in Newbridge.
That's
and
right, yeah.
Without their help, I don't think it would have been successful or feasible to go ahead with it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right, I said there earlier on in the programme that I noticed there was a massive improvement in signal this week. Did you do something to the transmitter, or did you just decide to oblige on the week you were going for the record, or what?
No, unknown to us, I'm not technically minded.
Unknown to you, there was nothing done.
It was an earlier problem, actually. I think dipoles or something were wrong.
Well, this is medium wave I'm talking about now. So there's no dipoles concerned as far as medium wave is concerned. Now, I just thought that you might have put in new valves or done something like that.
Sean, actually, our medium wave is dependent on our FM.
Oh, yeah, but that's only to link it. But the medium wave itself, the signal from it, is seemingly stronger.
There was a valve gone that we didn't know about, and that was rectified.
Well, it made a drastic improvement. In actual fact, I'd say you're back to where you were when I used to pick us up here in the very beginning. And I'd probably go as far as saying you're a little bit stronger.
It's nice to know that you're listening to us.
Well, you see, in the morning before I get up, I have a flickle through the band and I see exactly what's going on and who's who and who's off the air and who's on the air, including ourselves, of course.
Yes.
And see what's going on. So you'll be coming into being on the band, we will be having to listen to you. So that's it. Well, Tony, all we can say at this stage is the best of luck to you. Thanks very much for coming on the line. And perhaps you might give us a ring next Sunday and let us know the final results.
I would love to do it. I thank you, Sean, once again.
No problem at all.
Today, and I wish you continuous success with your station, Radio West.
Thank you, sir. And you can give us a shout next Sunday and let us know how much money you got and how you got on. And in the meantime, hopefully you get some kip as well.
Well, I will get someone to do it because I'll still be in bed.
Oh, yeah. Have a nice day, Tony.
You too, Sean. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. Right, that was Tony Lumsden of KLB in Newbridge, a station, as he said himself, that has been operating this last year. Valve gone in the medium wave during the week that didn't know about. That happened to me a couple of times, without a doubt. I remember at one stage, our medium wave was running at half power for nearly 2 months and we didn't even know it. And we were wondering what was wrong, that our signal wasn't this and that and the other, but eventually we discovered those fuses gone and all sorts of things gone. Thanks to engineer Paul Cotter. At the time, who was working for Nova, and he came down and rectified the situation for us. Right, we hear from Monaghan. We had our good friend Hedy Eddy on the line just a few minutes ago. We also had other callers from the Cavan area, Monaghan area, and with somebody else on the line now. So, Neil, you're going to take that phone away from me, and I just keep yapping. Ah, it's gone. Somebody else has heard it and on the way. Okay, I think our door needs... Oh, no, it says it's organised. Now... new station opened in Monaghan on 999 kilohertz. In actual fact, Hedy Eddy was the man responsible for polluting the airwaves on that one. 999 kilohertz, as we all know, is the same frequency as Midway Radio is here in Mullingar. So I'm sure that's not good news for those people because it's going to cause problems. You can turn down our monitor there a little bit. I can get a little bit of feedback. Also, the main reason that Hedy Eddy rang this morning was that he was in bad form. He was. Kind of aggro. Fists flying. I could hear him flustering at the other end of the phone. Because he tells me that ERI are operating off-channel. And that means that they're calling the boo and all this sort of thing on Boyne's side, because the two of them operate on the same frequency, right? So there's problems there. Now, he said, look, I've been on to ERI and I've got no satisfaction whatsoever. They literally don't want to do anything about it. That reminds me of my good friend down in Signal in Athlone when he was causing his blue havoc in Athlone. When I approached the guy, he just didn't want to know about it. There are some ignorant people out there. Why... to get involved in radio or how they have any success in it, I don't know, because they do not deserve it. Like, once a pig, always a pig kind of thing. No reason for it, no call for it whatsoever. I think everybody has to get on in this world, and if we don't help each other, you know what I mean, who's going to help you when you're down? So I've no sympathy for people like that. When they're down, I kind of say, well, you look for it. ERI, perhaps, lads, you're not as bad as we're making out here today, but it would be nice if you could rectify the situation, at least try or show concern that you're causing problems to somebody else, because the other guy has to make a living as well. And I think if there's anybody listening down in around the ERI Cork area, which I know there is today, perhaps you'd send a little message to them that it would be a good idea to get their crystal organized, because they're operating off frequency, and then everybody would live in harmony and there's no problems. Or even acknowledge the call to Boyneside that the guy has been on and say, look, we're sorry, we've discovered this is wrong, we'll rectify it fairly soon. That's the sort of cooperation we want to hear about, not the sort of thing that's going on. You're ringing them and there's no engineer there. And what Eddie said, he even asked them what happens when they break down, and they kind of said, oh, well, that's our business, sort of thing. Smartness, call it what you like. It's not a business way of going on. We all got to make a living. So, lads, come on. check out that transmitter there.
Right.
999 is on in Monaghan. We don't know who owns the station, but perhaps we'll have a full rundown in the next week how they're getting out. We can't get them here because of Midway operating on the same frequency. But perhaps next Sunday we'll have a little bit more news. Who is operating the radio station, who owns it, and what sort of power. We also can expect Teddy Eddy on the air very, very soon. I warned him today we want him to come on the programme and we'll have a bit of fun some Sunday. Especially to talk about, are you listening in, Teddy Eddy? Especially to talk about this new legislation. We'll have a chat about it live on the air. And we'll also have, we'll probably make that Sunday, which will be Sunday week. Okay, Sunday week. I'm trying to do this live in the air. Sunday week, we will try and make a free-for-all program. We're going to take live phone calls on the air from different radio stations to give their opinions on what is happening as far as the legislation is concerned. And hopefully we'll have a bit of fun. So I'm asking Teddy Eddy to do his notes, go to bed early at night, bring his notes and get his thing organised so that when he rings he'll have something to say to us what they reckon up in the Dundalk part of the world, the way the licence situation is going to go. And perhaps we'll have a few other opinions on that as well, what other people think about it. Now, have you any news there for us, Neil? I hear you answering
the call. Well, it was just someone was making a comment on something we said earlier. And also, seemingly, Carousel's moved out of the shopping centre.
Yeah, yeah, we had that actually last Sunday. They've gone lock, stock and barrel. Actually, one of our lads was up in the shopping centre during the week and they were telling us that it's gone lock, stock and barrel. There was, I think, a few problems there, and I think Hugh Hardy really done very, very well to have a radio station where he had it and for the length he was there, because it was a prize shop unit and they could be getting £300-400 a week for that unit. And I'm sure Hugh, knowing you, businessman myself and everything else, had that unit for very, very little money. I'd say maybe a song or a few ads during the week or something like that, and credit to the guy without a doubt for having it there. So I think he got away for quite a long time and it really looked well. It was a class radio station, class made it last, it was.
Well, seemingly you can now find them in Watergate Street, so if you're in and around the area you can
I think everybody in Avon has seen Carousel at some stage or other, so they won't be mad to go and see them again. But however,
people doing the
tours, we wish them every success and have them moved to their new premises, and I'm sure they won't have as many people looking in on top of them. It will be a relief. It'll be an awful change looking at a wall rather than looking at people passing by. Right, the clock is about to beat us again. We're still looking for a country and western presenter. If you know anybody that's eligible or good, ask them to drop us a demo tape as fast as possible. We have received quite a few demo tapes during the week. There's some of them we've listened to, there's some of them we haven't got around to. We've also had loads of people ringing us. They rang me when I wasn't here. Lads, all as I'm saying to you today, will you drop us a demo tape reading, say, the headlines off a newspaper or introducing a few records? It doesn't really matter. All I want to hear is your voice and your diction and that sort of thing. You must have a knowledge of country and western music. No doubt about it. No excuse, right? And wages is top and all the rest. You can afford to have two wives, two cars and everything else that the money will pay. So until next week, we're looking for a DJ. We're also looking for tuner amplifiers if you have any. Digital secondhand will do. And what else? We've still got our TIAC Porter studio for sale. We also hear that the lads down in Ballina are in IRM, Independent Radio Mayo, are looking for QY400As. If they wanted, they can give me a ring. I know in England where they can get them quite cheap, quite good valves. I have some, but they're all secondhand. New ones just went in last week. And that's where we leave it for today. Hopefully we'll have a good read through the papers during the week and see what else is happening as far as legislation is concerned. I'm looking forward to seeing this new bill coming out, which I reckon will be out in about 3 weeks according to the papers during the week. That will be definitely interesting news, and hopefully we can include that in our NRX magazine. So we'll hold off on that one for the time being. Good afternoon to Miss, or good morning to Miss Fox, who was listening in this morning, and to all our other contributors to the programme as well, especially those nice people up in Cavan. Yes. And good morning to all the little ones in Cavan as well. Right, good morning to everybody. See you again next Sunday, 10:30 to 11:30.
Are rats and mice a problem? Take them by storm. Yes, storm from Williams Waller. Storm is an entirely new concept in rodent control. Not even super rats and mice are resistant to storm. Simply play Storm on the runs used by rodents once a week, over 3 weeks, and...